Hello, listeners, and welcome to the MRS Materials Minute podcast. My name is Damon Dozier, and I am the Director of Government Affairs for the Materials Research Society. This podcast is produced by the Washington Office of MRS. The Catalan Independence Referendum of 2017 was an independence referendum held on the 1st of October in the Spanish Autonomous Community of Catalonia, passed by the Parliament of Catalonia and called by the Generalitat de Catalunya. It was declared illegal on September 7, 2017, and suspended by the Constitutional Court of Spain after a request from the Spanish government, who declared it a breach of the Spanish Constitution of 1978. Due to the many irregularities in the administration of the vote, international observers invited by the Generalitat declared that the referendum failed to meet the minimum international standards for elections. The referendum was approved by the Catalan Parliament in a session on September 6, 2017, along with a law which states that independence would be binding with a simple majority without requiring a minimum turnout. After being suspended, the law was finally declared void on the 17th of October and is also illegal according to the Catalan Statutes of Autonomy, which require a two-thirds majority in the Catalan Parliament for any changes to Catalonia's status. Due to the many irregularities in the administration of the vote, with people being able to vote more than once in some places, despite organizers' claims to the contrary, and on whether there was any control about it, there was a great deal of upheaval in the Catalonian region. Many scientists had their work either halted or suspended as a result of this upheaval, and in response, the Materials Research Society has issued the following statement. The Materials Research Society is an organization of materials scientists and engineers with worldwide representation dedicated to promoting diversity, egalitarianism, and interdisciplinary collaboration. We as an organization have been made aware of several incidents around the globe that have hampered scientists' ability to travel, network with their colleagues, or in some cases continue their research. We believe that it is vital to allow scientists to conduct their critical work and research outside of changing political climates, civil unrest, or any other factors that might inhibit the abilities of researchers to continue to make their valued contributions to improving everyday life for the public at large. My name is Damon Dozier, and this has been the MRS Materials Minute Podcast.